Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What is it like to welcome a baby into the world during a pandemic? SDPB's Laura Rohde visits with newborn Charlie Beese's parents, grandparents, and doctor to find out.
4 days old in this recording, Charlie Beese won't understand until he's much older, but he was born during an unprecedented time. And unlike the experience his big sister Adelaide had when she was born nearly 2 years ago, many of those who love him have not been able to cuddle him yet.
This was just so different for us because, the other times we just got to go right up there and got to hold him right away and see him right away, and I didn't get to hold him till a week later.
That's one of Charlie's grandmas, Mary Hookstein. She and her husband Jeff consider themselves fortunate because all three of their children and all six of their grandchildren live nearby. But unlike her other five grandchildren, she was not able to visit Charlie in the hospital the day he was born. Instead, she had to stay put in their Yankton home. This is due to a no visitors allowed hospital policy designed to protect patients during the COVID-19 pandemic.
You know, keeping everybody out and, you know, taking extra precautions, I think that's really good. I mean, we have to be smart about this.
Keeping patients safe is the number one focus, explains Dr. Michael McNamara, maternal fetal medicine physician with Sanford Health.
It's certainly difficult for the extended families, but, you know, we're trying to certainly protect our staff, but we also protect the families too, because, you know, if we have a lot of families that come up here, they're going to be exposed to other families, and, you know, it's a difficult thing. And at the end of the day, we hope that it's not a bad experience and that mom and dad go home with the baby, and then, you know, certainly the families can get together at that time.
Screeners at the hospital entrance, no visitors, limited human interaction, and wearing masks throughout their entire hospital stay, including labor and delivery, are the main differences between Charlie's birth and Adelaide's. Other than that, having a baby during the COVID pandemic is much the same as before, explains parents Sarah and Brad Beese.
It was the normal hospital routine, just with without a lot of visitors around. I definitely wasn't happy that we couldn't share him with people, but there was almost a relief that there wouldn't be anybody stopping by to visit at an awkward moment or an inopportune time, or if we were tired, because there weren't any visitors.
The couple say they were very grateful Brad was able to join and support Sarah throughout the process. Not having him by her side during labor and delivery was their biggest concern. She was 30 weeks along when the pandemic began.
So I want to say, like, when it all first started and we first started to stay home and whatever, that was probably the time I was most nervous. Just because everything was so unexpected, you know, like we had no idea what to expect.
Although he was able to be by her side to welcome Charlie into the world, Brad was not able to attend the last few prenatal visits.
If there's been a hard part of the process, it's been, when Sarah went to her OB appointment, I couldn't join her. So we used FaceTime or just speakerphone.
They rely on this same technology to keep Charlie and Adelaide connected to their grandparents. A screen connection just isn't the same, explains Grandma Mary and Grandpa Jeff.
And it is tough because we haven't really seen our other four grandkids for probably about 2 months. We just stopped over just to wave at them, and that was about it. And we FaceTime, but it's just not the same. You know, they want to show you their room. They want to show you what they've drawn. They want to show you their stuff, and yeah.
Sorry, Mary's getting a little emotional. It is hard being a grandparent this day. We went over to see our grandsons and we weren't able to hug them. We stood in the yard for a while and talked to them. And the youngest one would run up and, you know, he knew he couldn't hug us either, but he'd get right there and he just wanted to hug and play.
Hi, Dad. Yay!
Now safe at home, big sister Adelaide and the rest of Charlie's family are enjoying getting to know him.
We're excited to add to the family and to sort of continue this adventure that is now four of us.
We wish the Beast family the best in this adventure together. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Laura Rohde.